The Monday of Magic the Gathering decks.
Next on Eternal Darters.
Hey, I just want to give a quick shout out to all of our Patreon supporters out there. Thank you to the Dirtle Maniacs. If you want to be a Dirtle Maniac, go to patreon.com/eternaldirtles and help support the channel. It keeps things going. It keeps things updated. Thanks so much for watching. On with the show.
Hello and welcome to Eternal Dirtles. I'm your host, Zach Clark. And with me this week, because Phil is out for a month and a half, we have Mahfouz Van Gogh, well-known Dredge player, joining us today. Mahfouz, how are you, man?
I'm great. Thank you, Zach, for having me. I'm excited to talk about my favorite deck.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm all yours. Let's do it.
Yeah. So I say the Monday of Magic the Gathering decks because this is Magic not as Garfield intended. So I figure, you know, make a quick play on words there. But what I want to talk about, because this is a deck that's not often, like, no one has a Dredge podcast, right? Like, so I want to talk about Dredge, what it looks like right now, what are the different builds of the deck, and, you know, just give people an idea of what they're going to see across from them at the table, or if they might be interested in playing the deck themselves.
This episode is brought to you by Tales of Adventure. Go to toamagic.com and use the code DIRTLES for 5% off your order. You'll be directly supporting the show, and you'll get the entire order in one package. No more waiting for several packages. That's toamagic.com, code DIRTLES for 5% off.
All right, let's do it. How can I start? What do you think?
Let's talk about the build as it stands now. Now, I know in my day, when I did see Dredge a lot, there were two kinds of Dredge. There was manaless Dredge, mm-hmm. and there was, you know, Dredge with lands. So what are you playing right now? What do you favor?
Yeah, you know, I am a Dredge player since I started playing Legacy. So I started with LED Dredge, like many other players. And I love the deck. I love the basis of the deck. I love the mechanics. I think Dredge is quite unique. So if you want to be a good Dredge player, you need to play Dredge. You will not be a good Dredge player if you just play other decks and then, okay, now I'll try Dredge for the very first time. You'll probably not do the right plays. You probably will do many mistakes because Dredge is really unique.
You got to commit to the bit, right?
Yeah, and manaless Dredge and LED Dredge or mana Dredge or rainbow Dredge, like I always call it, are really different from each other, are completely different decks. Manaless Dredge will always play on the draw, right? Because we will not cast any spells, usually, not paying mana, of course. And LED Dredge wants to have the advantage of being fast and being on the play. So completely different decks. Only the mechanics are similar, but the decks are really different. I enjoyed playing LED Dredge for a long time. For many years, I won tournaments playing it online and in real life, in paper tournaments. But at some point, I stopped winning with the deck because after Modern Horizons and cards like Endurance and Doughty Voidwalker and other cards, even Force of Negation, and after London Mulligan as well, because the London Mulligan, it seems like a great way to pick a combo deck because you can just mulligan until you find your best combination of cards. But your opponents also can mulligan until they find a graveyard hate. So yeah. Sometimes before London Mulligan, I feel like players usually will not mulligan until they find something because sometimes they will not find something and they will need to play a bad hand of four cards, for example. But after the London Mulligan, it's easier to players to just mulligan until they find whatever they want to find. So Dredge decks start losing much after some cards being printed.
Yeah.
Like Endurance, Doughty Voidwalkers, and others. And I started to lose with the decks. So since I was in love with the mechanics, I didn't want to change the deck, the archetype. I don't want to, okay, Dredge is bad now, so let's try other things. Actually, I tried. I built the first successful Madness decks in 2021. For me, it was a great experiment. But I was, in my heart, a Dredge player, and I wanted to play Dredge again. So I had this mentality, this mind, like, okay, let's make Dredge great again. Let's try it. I just started changing the deck, changing the secret calls. I changed it. LED, Lion's Eye Diamond for other cards. I started doing tests, and then I was successful, and I just built other ways. I think this is interesting for the archetype as a whole, because other archetypes has the same mentality, right? The same mind. Yeah. For example, you have the Depths players. You can play Rainbow Depths, Turbo Depths, or Abzan Depths, or Green-White Depths, and so on. So I think Dredge has the same possibility as Storm. Storm has different rainbow colors, right? You can play with, I don't know, I'm not a Storm player, but you know what I'm talking about. You have at least six different Storm competitive decks right now.
You got Epic Storm, you got Ant, you know, all those different kinds.
Yeah, Ruby Storm. And different Saga
Black
Storm.
Black Saga Storm, yeah.
Yeah. So I try to do the same with Dredge. So I start building. I see myself as a deck builder. I like to get some challenges. How can I get the best from this archetype in this specific meta game? And so I started to being known as a Dredge player, like a Dredge guy. And I started to create some content about it. And I think Dredge is one of the best archetypes in Legacy, even with the great amount of graveyard hate that we see nowadays.
Controversial take.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, usually you see players trying to build decks with graveyard hate targeting specifically reanimator decks.
Yeah.
But sometimes the way that graveyard hate will target reanimator decks will not harm that much a Dredge deck. Because Dredge is a synergy deck, not only a combo deck. So sometimes if your opponent can, for example, target your Narcomoebas with Surgical Extraction, you can just win the game anyways with other pieces. This is just an example, but we have any other examples. Maybe we'll talk about them tonight. So, for example, I talked about Endurance, right? When Endurance was printed, every deck in Legacy was playing Endurance. It was a nightmare. Because not only control decks, but tempo decks, Rogue Delver played Endurance, any depth decks with four Endurance's main deck, because Endurance was also a good option against Delver. And then Dredge was not a good choice, not LED Dredge, a rainbow LED Dredge, because when you had a combo with LED, Breakthrough, and Faithless Looting, your opponent could just you discard your hand, but your opponent will target you with Endurance with Evoke, and then you just lose on the spot. So it was not reliable anymore. So I started to, if we cannot combo off with LED in with Trust in a reliable way, let's try to get slow. Let's try to be slow, a slower Dredge deck. So going intentionally without LED, and then I did some experiments with basic lands, and then I built the first competitive decks with basic lands and with basic islands that I call Blue Dredge, because it the bluest Dredge deck ever, with Force of Wills and even Daisies in the main deck. And I won a Legacy Challenge with this deck. I won tournaments in real life, in paper tournaments as well. And you see, I'm not that the grindiest player in Magic the Gathering. I'm not there playing every weekend, all the Legacy challenges. I have my own life. I'm not that young. I am 40 years old.
Big respect to that, because I think that's something on this cast specifically we're very big on. It's like you can't just play Magic 24/7. You know, this is why we have to do the research outside.
I would love
of the game,
to do
you know?
It. I would love to play Magic every day. But unfortunately, we cannot do. We have other
stuff to do. Just won't pay me to play Magic. Unfortunately, I haven't worked that out with them yet.
But I try my best, and I keep having a great winning rate with Dredge, even in this actual meta game with that much graveyard hate going on. So I think if you play your cards in the right sequence, if you just study the metagame, what your players, what the, your opponents will probably do against you, to be a good dredge player, you need to understand your metagame. You cannot just take the deck and hope the things will just happen in your favor. You must understand some aspects of the game, like what to name with Cabal Therapy in different moments of the game against different decks, different opponents. Well, this is just the start of our conversation, but I would like to encourage people to test the archetype before just saying that, oh, dredge is just an easy deck to pilot, or dredge is an autopilot deck, dredge is uninteractive. I think it's the opposite. If you played the newer builds, especially Turbo Dredge or Blue Dredge, they are completely different from dredge decks in the past that played only with one thing in mind, and many times were just a glass cannon decks. I think today you can play dredge actually with having really interesting games of Magic.
Yeah, and deck lists from you too, and put those in the link below. So that way we can look at a couple of different styles of the dredge deck that you're playing.
Yeah, you asked me about the flavors of dredge. So we have now we have at least four different dredge decks, and all of them can be competitive in a different level. The least competitive right now, I would say that is Manaless Dredge. Manaless Dredge got hit really hard after the new cards like those that I said and other ones. Manaless Dredge is the dredge deck that suffers the most against this graveyard hate that we seeing. Some decks,
it's a full one trick pony deck. You're just the graveyard, and that's kind of only chance.
Yeah, and not only the graveyard hate, but also the discards. So the scam package is really bad against Manaless, because Manaless wants to go to the discard phase, to the end of your turn, to discard a card and to clean up stuff.
Yeah, that's a time walk for them, you know?
Yeah, and sometimes your opponent will grief you and then reanimate grief, and it's a double time walk, and your opponent will just win the game. So sometimes they also have Doughty Voidwalker and other cards. So it's really difficult now for Manaless, unfortunately. Maybe now that this year we'll have other expansions like Modern Horizons 3, and maybe we have something interesting in the Discord.
While we're talking about Manaless Dredge and then Scaminator, is it harder for you right now with Scaminator being sort of in the mind's eye as far as what people are sideboarding against? Do you find that you have to watch an ebb and flow with what people's hate is? I find that as a 8-cast player right now, the artifact hate is kind of low because people have bumped up the graveyard hate in their sideboards.
Eternal Dirtles is proud to be sponsored by Moxfield. Moxfield is the best Magic the Gathering deck building website on the internet. You can create, share, and find decks from Commander to Legacy and even fan-supported formats like Pre-modern and old school. You can see all of our decks on our Moxfield. Follow the links below to stay tuned.
Yeah, you see, sometimes players, I hear this a lot. This is not a good moment for playing to play dredge because people are just filling their sideboards with 4 to 6 or even 8 cards against graveyard sometimes, like Death and Taxes, for example. Do this all the time. I don't know, I keep winning games. So I think dredge is criminally underplayed. You don't have this much
people just don't get reps in against it.
Yeah, sometimes people even don't know how to play properly against dredge. Sometimes people will do bad choices. Today I played Legacy League on Magic Online, and one of my opponents had a Containment Priest and just let me put creatures before casting Containment Priest. I don't know what they were expecting me to do, but they just let me do it. And then I resolved a Cabal Therapy, and I saw a Containment Priest, and my opponent had 2 open mana, and I just didn't understand. Of course, this was a mistake, of course, but there are other subtle things that sometimes an opponent who have double Surgical Extraction and they have absolutely no idea what they should do with Surgical Extraction against you. Because even now that we have Poxwalkers, and some of my decks also have a Dread Return package, so what your opponent should do with Surgical Extraction? They should target your Necromoebas, your Poxwalkers, your Bridges, your Dredgers, your Dread Return targets, your Cabal Therapies, what else? So it is hard. Of course, you have some answers like Unlicensed Hearse, and even Painter decks now have main deck Agatha's Soul Cauldron. But those cards will also only hit one or two cards per turn. And usually a dredge deck can manage to just put more than two threats a turn into the graveyard. And okay, your opponent will exile one or two of them. And then next turn, you can just open your graveyard in a beautiful way. So yeah, of course, it's not that easy to play dredge. And that's why I started a Patreon about it. And also a YouTube channel about it.
Okay.
So we
definitely have both those links below as well.
Oh, thank you.
Of course.
I'm excited about this because I feel that, and I getting those beautiful comments of the Magic community saying to me, telling me that they were expecting something like this to happen. Because many players love dredge as an archetype, but they don't play dredge anymore because they think dredge is not competitive enough. And Every player wants to win. So sometimes you just stop playing your favorite deck or maybe your pet deck because, okay, let's try to do what pro players are playing. They play Reanimator, Escaminator, and Delver, or Control decks. You see Beanstalk being played a lot, but not winning that many tournaments, which is interesting. So I think it's all about just showing what the deck is capable of doing, even in a heavy graveyard hate metagame. So I'm trying to do that, and I'm doing a good job. So I think this is a good moment for surprise your opponents, even if they are playing graveyard hate. But of course, as a dredge player, as a edited dredge player, a blue dredge player, or turbo dredge, or mana-less dredge, you always need to understand the basics of the deck, and also some not so basic components like how to bait your opponent's graveyard hate and etc. So I think the deck can be quite fun to learn, and it is surprisingly interactive in the way you will sequence your plays and what you try to do turn after turn.
Let's do this. Let's rock it off a quick description of each of the different types of dredge that are out there right now, right? Like a minute for each one, right? So we know about Manaless Dredge. So give a quick synopsis of Manaless Dredge. How does it go from starting the game to winning the game?
Manaless Dredge? Well, Manaless Dredge will always play on the draw. So even if you win the die roll, you just choose a draw. So your opponent will probably know about what you're playing, right? They will understand immediately because no other deck will do the same thing in Legacy. So you choose the draw, your opponent will just, oh, I see. So they know what they can expect. Manaless Dredge is really good against control decks on game one and even against tempo decks because you are playing Manaless, you are just immune to counterspells. Your opponent will just hold Force of Wills and Force of Negations and counterspells, daisies, and they will have no attacks against you. But after game one, usually is harder, and I see Manaless players always just hoping for maybe a new printing will change things, or maybe the metagame evolves to another thing.
This is a deck that just relies on Bridge from Below to do most of its lifting, right?
Yeah, and Bridge, and Manaless is a slow deck. It's not so fast. Sometimes you can have a fast start, but even if you have a fast start, you'll not have a turn one win and probably not a turn two win. You need to wait a little bit more. And since you will start by slow dredging, just putting dredgers in your graveyard and trying to get there without resolving any spells, usually slow dredge is not enough to win games these days because the other decks are so fast. Even goblins can win on turn one these days. I miss the days when goblins were either vile deck with wastelands. Those are the days. Same.
So now... okay, so we've got Mantle's Dredge. What about Blue Dredge? What makes Blue Dredge blue?
Oh, can I talk first about the Rainbow Dredge, because it's the classic archetype. Please.
So let's talk about Rainbow Dredge.
So Rainbow Dredge have 9 or 10 rainbow lands. That's why we call Rainbow Dredge, or just
looking
the classic,
at what, like cities, gemstone mines.
Exactly, and mana confluences. And because you have this rainbow mana base, you can cast anything. So in some places you see this deck as LED 5-color dredge, because you can have white cards in your sideboard. You can play with blue, with red, black, and even green. So usually you have all the colors in your sideboard, contemplated in your sideboard or in your main deck. So what is the main reason to play this build of Dredge instead of other builds? I think Rainbow Dredge is easier to pilot if you're new to the archetype, because it will always play, usually. You can also have one or two different cards in your deck, but usually it will play at sorcery speed. So you play at sorcery speed. You don't need to think too much about what to do on your opponent's turn, your opponent's turn, or on your upkeep. You have Ikorids to brought back. You have some choices. The most interesting aspect of Rainbow Dredge, in my opinion, is that it's a really linear deck. You have plays that you always want to do on turn one, and things that you always want to do on turn two. And from there, you probably will not cast that much spells from your hand. We'll probably, if you have the opportunity, we'll just discard your whole hand. And
what's the spell that gets the deck started? Is it still like Faithless Looting, or?
Yeah, Faithless Looting is always a 4-off in any Dredge deck with LED, because we have this combo with LED, this nice synergy that you can cast Faithless Looting, and in response, discard your hand with LED, usually having some dredgers that you can just as I don't know if all of our viewers here know how a dredge mechanic works, but instead of drawing cards, you just change for a dredge. A dredging.
You mill that number, right?
Yeah. So if you have a card with dredge 6, like Golgari Griff Troll, for example, is our best dredger, and it is quite interesting, because Wizards, after a dredge mechanic was printed for the first time, you see that Wizards never went for this route again, because dredge is so broken. So we have shenanigans. Shenanigans is not a good card. It was printed some years ago, but no other good cards with the actual mechanic dredge printed on it. So we don't have new cards with dredge 3, 4, or 5. Maybe soon. Maybe we have some. Yeah. Some goodies from
Modern
the new editions.
3 is right around the corner, right?
Yeah, I hope. Because even Storm decks have things like Galvanic Relay and other things. Why not Dredge? Yeah. Come on. So, but even if we don't have any goodies from the last years, Dredge is still relevant in Eternal metagames from on Vintage, on Legacy, on Modern. So I think the mechanic is so strong that you still, even without having that many good cards printed last years, in a couple of years, you still can put great results. And the decks will evolve. So let's talk again about the deck. So Rainbow Dredge. Rainbow Dredge have this linear plan. You always want to start your first turn with Faithless Looting, Careful Study, which is almost the same, but without flashback. Some versions, some builds will have a Putter Dream, which is a great card because it is not, it is a creature. It cannot be countered by a Flusterstone, for example, or a Spell Pierce. So Putter Dream is great. And it's some way that you can repeatedly discard cards from your hand if you need to. And then on turn two, you usually want to resolve a second Faithless Looting or Careful Study, or even better, crack a Cephalid Coliseum, which is an uncounterable way to dredge 3 times, maybe milling something between 15 or 18 cards to your graveyard. And this will just put Dredge over the top because you'll find Narcomoebas and Bridge from Below and Cabal Therapies and Ikorids for the turn three and so on. The best turn one that an LED Dredge can have is the combination of Faithless Looting, Breakthrough, LED, Mana, and Dredger. Those are the best five-card combination for an LED Dredge in a rainbow build, because you have the mana to cast Faithless Looting, you have LED to discard your hand, but actually, if you have Breakthrough, it's even better, because you cast Breakthrough, discarding your hand, having Faithless Looting in your graveyard, so you...
you get to dredge twice on top of that.
Yeah, this is the best combination against cards like Force of Negation, because if you have a Faithless Looting, Force of Negation will just exile your Faithless Looting, and you have all this combination for nothing. You just discard your hand, now you have a Golgari Grave Troll, but you did nothing else, and your opponent will have many turns to do something better than you. So it is... after Force of Negation and after the combination of Force of Negation with other graveyard hate spells, it started to be not so... As a player, I started to see hands with LED and Faithless Looting with suspicion, because I started losing games after having this really good combination of cards. So, well, I thought at that moment some years ago when I started to build other flavors of Dredge. Well, if I have the most broken starting hand and I'm losing games with it, maybe the deck is not good anymore. Maybe I need to try something else.
It's a fair assessment, yeah.
Yeah, because LED is always seen as the best card of the deck. But every time that I had a combination of LED with Faithless Looting, with Dredger, if I just, okay, let's go for it. Let's do the thing.
It's a real glass cannon strategy. Yeah. You have to resolve it, right?
And then your opponents, and sometimes it's hopeless, because your opponent will just have a single Force of Negation or Force of Will. And, on their turn, their next turn, they just wasteland your land and you just cannot do anything else. So instead of going fast, I started to choose to go in slow. So I started to build Blue Dredge. Blue Dredge is completely different from a Rainbow Dredge. Actually, before Blue Dredge, I built other strategy that was known as Otherworldly Dredge. Because instead of LED, I played Otherworldly Gaze. Otherworldly Gaze is a card that sees play in Modern, in Dredge in Modern, usually 2, 3, or 4 copies. And it is a great card because in Modern, that is not so fast as Legacy, for 1 blue mana with Flashback, you can mill 3 cards, or you can select the card that you want to keep on top, your Surveil 3. So for Modern, it was a great card. It is a great card. It is played nowadays. But in Legacy, no player used this card. I introduced this card to Legacy with great suspicion from other Dredge players, because they just looked at me in the Discord server. This happened. This happens a lot. This happened a lot 2 years ago when I started doing this. How can you choose to change to take LED from your deck and substitute with the narrow card from Modern? What do you have in your head? This is not a good strategy to play Legacy. And I said, well, now I'm winning games again. So maybe maybe LED is just a sacred call. And
if the juke works, it works. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So now what was the Blue Dredge strategy? Blue Dredge strategy. The deck is not the same since the beginning. We evolved the deck, and I'm always doing a small change here, a small change there. But Blue Dredge is more of a control/tempo Dredge deck. So you have Force of Will, you have Daze or Grief, or sometimes both, and you have basic islands. So we'll try to resolve more instant spells and not always sorceries. And this way you can sometimes cast a Brainstorm, finding some answer. Trying to bait your opponent with an instant spell at the end of the turn, and then resolving your main spell on your turn. And then you can do this repeatedly with flashback spells, and doing this, usually with Blue Dredge, you have a grindy game that you will win after turn 5, 6, sometimes after turn 8, just like a control deck. So I say that usually I say that Blue Dredge is a graveyard slash tempo deck, because you play, you have some matches that you feel like a Delver deck. You just don't have Wasteland, but sometimes you just deploy a threat on turn one, and by threat I mean putting a Grave Troll into your graveyard, and then you just protect the queen with counter spells, with discard spells, and the Dredge is so, it's a great mechanic, it's so strong, you have inevitability, you will win eventually. You don't need to rush things.
If the game goes long, you tend to be favored, yeah.
Exactly, because you have so many triggers going from your graveyard uncontrollably, so your opponent will maybe hold something like Source of Plowshares. Blue Dredge is the terror of control decks. Against control decks, I know that you play control sometimes.
Yeah,
and
I've been known to dirtle.
Yeah, so against control decks like Beanstalk and other flavors of control, I have something around 80-85% of winning rate with Blue Dredge. Blue Dredge is really strong against control decks, because you just go over the top of control decks. Being able to cast things at instant speed. For example, I'll give you an example. I think this is a good idea to give you an example that only Blue Dredge of a play that only Blue Dredge can do and no other decks can do. Is that okay? So, for example, sometimes you will put a Dredger into your graveyard and you have Daze and you have Brainstorm. Sometimes you have Force of Will. Sometimes you have Otherworldly Gaze, an extra Otherworldly Gaze in your hand. And then your opponent, what your opponent usually tries to do when they try to resolve a spell, they will wait until your turn to maybe activate your their wasteland, or right, if you have something to do, or maybe they will try to hit your Narcomoebas on your draw step after you try to dredge, for example. But Blue Dredge plays cards like Brainstorm. So sometimes, in response to your opponent trying to do something, you cast Brainstorm, and you just dredge three times, three extra times, and you find other Narcomoebas. I won many games against cards like Containment Priest, because in response to a Containment Priest, I do my play, and then I will put my creatures onto the battlefield. So Blue Dredge has this. I think Blue Dredge is probably the trickiest dredge deck, and the with the hardest learning curve, but it can be really rewarding if you just play and learn the deck, like any control deck or any tempo deck.
Awesome. So where do you think Dredge sits in the meta right now? If you were to put it somewhere on the spectrum of like best deck, worst deck, where is it lying here?
I put Dredge in a solid tier 2 position.
Tier 2. All right.
Why I say that? Because Dredge has a great game against any deck, any tier 1 deck. We have a great... we are favored to win against Delver, against control decks, and against combo decks that have only one way to winning, like Upsol Spells, for example.
Okay.
Upsol Spells is other combo is a combo deck really interesting, because sometimes people think that Dredge will be unfavored against Oops, but against Oops with Blue Dredge, I have again a really high winning rate percentage, because after sideboarding we even have Leyline of the Void. So Leyline of the Void, Daze, Force of Will, and Grief against a deck like Oops, it is hopeless for them usually. But I didn't talk about Turbo Dredge, and I know our time is tight. But just to talk a little bit about Turbo Dredge. Turbo Dredge is the newest dredge deck available right now, because for the first time I'm playing a turbo approach with dredge. Now we have mountains, and we have a volcanic island, and even a basic mountain in the deck, and we have an anger in the deck. So our zombies just have haste,
okay,
and we can win before
that is
your
turbo
opponent.
Part. I see.
Yeah. So before your opponent, I don't know. Cast the One Ring or maybe something that can win the game on their turn, you just win before that. So this is just a way to be even faster. And Turbo Dredge has been performing really well in this meta game that is really fast, at least on Magic Online.
Awesome.
So we could talk about hours here, but I know that we need to stick to our plan. So
no, this is fascinating, Mafuz. It's one of those things where, like, you know, it's a deck that kind of lives on the edges of what people generally get to play against, right? We're used to seeing Riskaminator. We see 8 cast occasionally, you know, Painter, Goblins. Goblins, a deck that up until recently was unplayable garbage. So, you know, it could quickly happen for Dredge, too, where just one or two cards just brings you right back into the common zeitgeist. So I think it's interesting to get this interview in now before Modern Horizon 3 comes out and rockets the deck into the number one position, you know?
And we have a new card. We have two new cards from the last previews. From
Thunder Junction. What are those two cards?
I think Thunder Junction will even have two newer cards for Blue Dredge. Not the other archetypes, but I think Blue Dredge will be really favored after this new release. We have two newer cards. You know about them, I believe. At least one of them, it is kind of getting a buzz that, maybe this is a good card. We are not sure. I tell you that it will be a good card in Blue Dredge, at least. It is the new Satoru the Infiltrator.
Oh, yeah.
This is a card that will trigger each time you will have Narcomoeba entering the battlefield and Ikorid entering the battlefield. Even if you reanimate Satoru, it will trigger. And you can just substitute your draws for dredging or even draw cards if you feel you need to. So if you resolve a Satoru on turn 2, this will give Blue Dredge an aspect similar to Cephalid Breakfast. When you have a two-turn creature that you need to react about what your opponent is doing. If not, you'll probably lose on turn 3. So this will give even a 2/3 menace creature for 2 mana is not that bad. So I think this card will be heavily played on Blue Dredge. And cool. I even have a two test lists that I showed on my Patreon. I featured them on my Patreon now. Awesome. And I'm just starting the next week to end, so we can start testing this card on Blue Dredge. And we have other card as well. I just forgot the name. It is not from the main edition. It is from the 30 cards that will be released.
The bonus list or whatever.
Yeah, the bonus list. I remember that at first Wizards would like to have something like an Aftermath, but they just changed their will because Aftermath was
the big score. It's called
The big score. It is I'm seeing the previews here just to remember its name. It's a black creature that has an ability with 2 mana that you can discard the creature to just give a -2/-2 to a creature.
Harvester of Mystery.
Yeah.
Harvester of
Misery.
Misery.
Yeah.
Misery. Yes.
Yeah. So this is a great card for a Blue Dredge because sometimes your opponent will just play a Doughty Voidwalker with Counterspell available with Force of Will or Daze. And this is an uncounterable way
this
to
is like
deal
channel.
With creatures.
It can't be countered. Yeah.
Yeah. And in the future, you can even cast a Dread Return to reanimate this if you want to. And again, given all the other creatures, -2/-2. And this will not hurt Dredge because if you have Narcomoeba, Ikorids, your creatures will die and you even can
You're just
going to
get a bunch
zombies.
More creatures.
Yeah. or you can just play slower and first trying to have just 1/2/3 creatures to reanimate this and then resolving an extra Brainstorm or cracking a Cephalic Coliseum or other cards. To reach your other bridges in your graveyard. So I think this card will be a good sideboard card for Blue Dredge, and the new Satoru will probably give Blue Dredge a completely new approach that will win
awesome.
Games. Because Dredge already have this wide range of cards. Sometimes your opponent needs to answer your Hogak, your Ikorid, your Narcomoeba, your bridges, now Poxwalkers. And now with Satoru, if your opponent don't answer Satoru, you probably will win on the next turn.
Yeah.
So
wild. There's a lot going on with Dredge.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think this keeps things interesting because it's just not the same deck that it used to be. Of course, you can still play a rainbow LED dredge. It is the classic archetype. Many players still stick with it because not only because it's easier. I said before that, it's easier to play. It is easier to play because you will play almost always at sorcery speed, but not because it's easier only, but because people sometimes want to get reliable answers from the sideboard. Because sometimes, of course, if you will not play with a rainbow mana base, you cannot play with white cards or green removal for enchantments. So, of course, this is a good point in favor of LED rainbow dredge. Cool. But I, as a deck builder myself, I try to build decks that I like to play, that I have fun playing it, playing them, and also that help me to win more tournaments. And I feel that I'm getting more of this combination with the newer versions of Dredge.
Awesome, man. Well, again, Mahfouz, thank you so much for joining us. I'm excited to see more of this. And like I said, we'll have all those links to all of your socials and everything below, maybe a couple of deck lists as well. And like I said, thanks so much. And everyone, have a great day. Comment below if you're thinking about Dredge. Have a good one.
Okay, Zach. If you want to have me here again in the future, just call me. It would be my pleasure.
Awesome.
For the gift that keeps on giving all year round, join our Patreon at patreon.com/eternaldirtles. And hey, check out this playlist we got up here with all of our interviews over the last couple of years. Some great people from the Legacy community, some really great guests.